Okay, so African Americans immediately mobilized in defense of Ethiopia, raising money for relief and medical aid. Black communists in Harlem, especially with the help of some Garveyites, created the Provisional Committee for the Defense of Ethiopia. Black men from across the nation volunteered to fight. The Pan-African Reconstruction Association recruited 1,000 volunteers in New York, 1,500 in Philadelphia, 8,000 in Chicago, 5,000 in Detroit, 2,000 in Kansas City. The Garveyite Black Legion established a training camp in upstate New York for some 3,000 volunteers, and they were ready to fight. They were ready to go to Ethiopia to fight, right, to defend Haile Selassie. And that's another complicated thing. But Selassie was pressured by the U.S. to refuse these volunteers, and only two African-American combatants ever reached Ethiopia, and both were pilots. So the first location in Europe, though, where the war began was Spain. So in 1936, when Franco led a military campaign to overthrow the Republican government of Spain, the Loyalists, right, consisting of a popular front government of socialists, communists, anarchists, and liberals, they were attacked.
It helps keep your insides in. It covers your nose. And it's wrapped around your toes. And inside it, you put lemon meringue. And outside, you hang your clothes. Skin is what you feel at home in. And without it, furthermore, both your liver and abdomen would keep falling on the floor and be dressed in your intestine. A Siamese twin needs an extra set of skin. When the doctor knows that you're feeling sick, where does he stick his needle in? In the end of your skin. All your friends and all your kin folks, whether poor or whether rich, they have all got lots of skin folks. It's convenient when they itch, nothing can match it when you scratch it. It fits perfectly. Yours fits you and mine fits me. When you're sitting down, it folds and looks grand. And then when you stand, it's where it's been. Ain't you glad you got skin? When you were just a little baby, why your skin fit fine. And it still is gonna fit you when you're 6'9". So whether you're fat, tall, big, small, chubby or thin, ain't you glad you got skin?
Thank you. companies here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 1-631-359-8728. Today, puzzles and games, including a pop quiz, just moments away. Some great youth features in our 10 o'clock hour Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award honoree, Olive Kramer, will be here. She's a great singer and songwriter. I saw her playing the other night, and she will share music with us. She's a 10th grader at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. Also in that hour, Zora Rose will talk about work she's done in support of Make-A-Wish Foundation. She is a 10th grader as well at Pittsburgh Kappa. And then at 11 o'clock, visiting Pittsburgh from Stockholm, Sweden, jazz comic philosopher Andy Feit returns to the Saturday Light Brigade with a mix of original songs plus some old chestnuts. You've picked a good day to tune in here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll get started with John McCutcheon.
Thank you. string and let me out. Wash the glue off of my finger, stick some bubble gum in the mouth. Oh, I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself.
Saturday Light Brigade getting started with John McCutcheon.
Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
Saturday Light Brigade, thank you for meeting Ricky and me here this morning. Hello to Jim in Crafton Heights, Mike in Mars, Jim in Blackridge, and Tommy. Good morning. It's nice to be here with you, and Tommy, it's nice to have you back after a week or two. Our pop quiz coming up, but beforehand, a quick reminder that October has begun, and that means Cartober is taking place. You can join in on the fun and support SLB during Cartober, a special campaign where individuals can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible, and our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. It's a great way to support SLB and encourage somebody you know who's looking to liberate themselves from a vehicle to do so. It's also quite easy. If you want more information, just phone 855 500 ride or visit slbradio.careasy.org. Now, it is time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz asks you the question, what do golf courses, poor arguments, and buttons have in common? What do golf courses, poor arguments, and buttons all have in common? They've got something in common. And if you know, we hope you'll share your answer with us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's pop quiz, 412-200-5975.
You'd like to read the title on an album cover. It's in the basket of my bike, so I will ride it over. A cool kid's party on the beach, sparks fly in the dark, but freshmen's lives are not that rich.
nothing but a little old mutt. You wonder why I love him so much, 'cause he's my little puppy peanut. Peanut, to you he may not be worth much, but I wouldn't take a million bucks for my little puppy peanut. He chases me, he plays with me, he licks my nose and chin. Oh, he comes running when I call. He is my best friend. Peanut, ooh, small, but he thinks he's big and tough.
Maldar, and a song about her puppy.
Come here, boy.
Peanut.
Good doggy.
Thank you to you. And you also heard new music from Ann Ramsey, the tune Girl on a Bike. From Gallo Glass, just into our studios. And our library a few weeks ago. We asked you in our pop quiz what golf courses poor arguments and buttons have in common. And if you figured out that they all have holes, you got the correct answer. And we suggested that if you know the answer, you demonstrate that by giving us a few other things that all have holes. And we've quite a great list of prepared. Tom in McCandless got the correct answer, as did Tad in Bloomfield. Good morning to you both. Susie in Alexandria, Virginia got it. So did Mike in Mars, and Patrick in Stanton Heights. Stuart, it took me a minute, said Blackburn, Lancashire. Do you know the reference to that? I read the news today. Oh boy, 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall. Well done, Stu. Good morning to Tommy in Virginia, and Mike and Mars, I mentioned. Tommy said other things full of holes include Havarti cheese, bagels, wool clothes that are attached or attacked by moth, old boats sitting in backyards, and neglected screen doors. Jim in Crafton Heights has Swiss cheese. He had a few others too, which I'll share with you. Tom and Barbara in Stallstown have sliced Swiss cheese, colanders, sewing needles, donuts, window screens, and old socks. Jim in Blackridge has Swiss cheese, a sewing needle, old wool sweaters that were visited by moths, Cheerios bagels, donuts, records, stylish jeans have holes in them, a pierced ear, and he finishes up with the Titanic. Great examples. Here is Mary in Oakland. Mary has quite a list. Swiss cheese, eyelet, bowling ball, Cheerios, lifesavers, bagels, sponges, donuts, a sink drain, beads, needles, colanders, a belt, salt and pepper shakers, a gas tank. A sidewalk has a manhole in it. And you'll find quite a lot of holes in City of Pittsburgh streets, as in potholes. Jim in Crafton Heights also added donuts, colanders, a wiffle ball bat, that's a good one, Blackburn, Lancashire, and a gopher colony. Kathy and Ty Nesta, her things that are full of holes include a sponge, Swiss cheese, a colander, a record, an old shoe, and a bagel. Russ has quite a few. A bagel. Buicks used to have holes in the front fenders. Rabbits' homes are holes. A swimming hole at the bottom of Lower Cascade Falls in Stokes County, North Carolina. Theoretically, physicists can spend their lives studying black holes. And he also mentions old socks, old shoes, old pants, old t-shirts, records, CDs, flash drives, and a couple of songs with the word hole in it. Mark has the correct answer. Ralph has the correct answer, too. And adds proper Swiss cheese, a bowling ball, CDs, a bagel, and old socks. Justin out in Los Angeles got the correct answer. And Tommy has it, too. He added lifesavers, baseball infields, baseball batting orders with the batter due up fourth, said to be in the hole, pool tables, and rodent homes. Sue in South Park has rabbits, sinks, donut, all having holes. And Mark adds Swiss cheese, a sieve, a Halloween mask, the better to see out of, a magician's cloak. And as Liza points out in the song, Henry's bucket, as in there's a hole in the bucket. Pudge, good morning. Pudge says, my Sunday pants and me have holes in it. Thank you, Super Pudge. Patrick adds Swiss cheese. And I believe that gets us up to date with this morning's pop quiz. Susie says, don't forget, new socks have holes in them. Otherwise, how would you put them on? That was fun. Thank you for participating in our pop quiz and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you for doing so. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Oh, my buck's got a hole in it. Oh, my buck has got a hole in it. Oh, my buck has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm spending on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm looking for a woman who ain't got no man. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't find no beer. Saw the crabs and the fishes do the bebop beep. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't find no beer. Working so hard when I got me a woman in the boss man's yard. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Carl Shiflett with My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Our history riddle coming up in a moment. We were talking about things with holes in them. In our last segment, Jess in the South Hills also had the correct answer. And Susan, good morning. Susan added colander, window screens, Swiss cheese, pool tables, and a bad alibi. Patrick in Stanton Heights. Added the Titanic's younger sister, the Britannic. Our history riddle coming up in just a moment to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade.
Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
No matter where you are, we are so glad to have you listening. And if you care to participate in our puzzles and games, are for good cheer and for fun. It's great to have you join us on or off the air. It's up to you. And when you hear something interesting, we hope it might spark some conversation later in the day. Maybe you can challenge somebody to name some things that have holes in them. A lot of the examples that came to us were just great. Here now is this morning's history riddle. He was born Leonard Alfred Schneider on October 13th, 1925, but is known by a name much more familiar to you. Considered a trailblazer in his field, he was controversial for discussing subjects taboo. Although best known for the stage, the movies Dance Hall Racket and Rocket Man came from his scripts. He lived a hard life and had a tragic death at the age of 40 in 1966. Any ideas as to who it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
He was born Leonard Alfred Schneider on October 13th, 1925, but is known by a name much more familiar to you, considered a trailblazer in his field. He was controversial for discussing subjects taboo. Although best known for the stage, the movies Dance Hall Racket and Rocket Man came from his scripts. He lived a hard life and had a tragic death at the age of 40 in 1966. Good luck. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can identify the correct answer. Kathy Kallick here at SLB.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Well, then fix it, dear Willie.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what?
With a straw, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie, with a straw, dear Willie, with a straw.
The straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Well, then shorten it, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. Well, then shorten it, dear Willie, shorten it.
With what shall I shorten it, dear Liza, with what shall I shorten it, dear Liza, what with what?
With an axe, silly Willie, silly Willie, silly Willie. With the axe, silly Willie, with the axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, the axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Well then sharpen it, dear Willie, it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, with what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, what with shall I sharpen it with?
With a stone, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie, with a stone, dear Willie, with a stone.
Dear Liza, the stone is too dry. Dear Liza, too dry.
Well, then wet it, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. Well, then wet it, dear Willie, dear Willie, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dumb Liza, wet it?
With the water, silly Willie. Silly Willy, silly Willy, with water. Silly Willy, silly Willy, with water.
And what shall I fetch it in, dear Liza, with what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, with what?
With a bucket, dear Willy, dear Willy, dear Willy, with a bucket, dear Willy, with a bucket.
Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a
shoes, killing one of my feet, makes me walk kind of funny, looking like a fool on the street. One of these days, I've got to fix this hole in my shoe. Oh, I gotta get up too early in the morning, I can't sleep at night, gotta work too long and hard, you know the money's not right. One of these days, I've got to fix this hole in my shoe. Could be worse, might be better, seems no matter what I do, must be this hole in my shoe. Gotta be this hole in my shoe. It's always something. If it isn't one thing, it's another. Now my love is on the rise. I'm telling you, brother, one of these days I've got to fix this hole in my shoe. Shoes killing one of my feet, makes me walk kind of funny, looking like a fool on the street. One of these days I've got to fix this hole in my shoe. Oh, I've got a hole in one of my shoes, killing one of my feet, makes me walk kind of funny, looking like a fool on the street. One of these days I've got to fix this hole in my shoe. I've got a hole in one of my shoes, killing one of my
shoes. Gotta fix this hole.
I've got a hole in one of my shoes, killing one of my
shoes. Fix this hole.
Makes me walk kind of
funny. The Saturday Light Brigade with Steve Gillette and Cindy Magson, preceded by Kathy Kallick. Kind of makes you feel like hearing there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. We may just have to get to that. Jess in the South Hills and Susan, or maybe the other Susan, both just got the correct answer to this morning's history riddle. Here it is again, in case you missed it. He was born Leonard Alfred Schneider on October 13th, 100 years ago, but is known by a name much more familiar to you, considered a trailblazer in his field. He was controversial for discussing subjects taboo, although best known for the stage, the movies Dance Hall Racket and Rocket Man came from his scripts. He lived a hard life and had a tragic death at the age of 40 in 1966. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. We'll share correct answers from a couple brigadiers in a moment. Stu and McCandless came up with it. So did Mike and Myers, Jim and Blackridge, Rich and Freeport, Russ in King, North Carolina, Tom and McCandless, and John in Economy Borough all knew the correct answer. And I think Susie in Alexandria also had it. And we're going to talk with a couple brigadiers now, starting with Tommy in Virginia. Tommy, we missed you. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good to hear.
Had a wonderful time. Had a wonderful time with some friends in Northern Virginia. I was just a few. In fact, I was just, if you crossed the street, I would have been in Alexandria. It's one of those places up there where, you know how it goes. You're one side of the street is Falls Church, the other side of the street is Alexandria. So it's
up the street, and we noticed half of it was paved. And one lane was paved and the other lane was not paved. I think they're just sort of doing a little bit at a time. But then it got me to wondering, you know, I think the line between the boroughs is right about here. So maybe each borough is responsible.
One borough forked over for the pavement and the other borough didn't.
Okay. Right. I could see that.
Your hysterical person was performing when Richard Pryor was 7 years old.
Wow.
And he was, Richard Pryor was known for a pretty foul mouth, and so was this fellow.
Indeed.
So in fact, he wound up in jail several times for it. At a time when, as Richard, George Carlin said, there are seven words you cannot say. And he proceeded to say them.
Mm-hmm.
Which Lenny Bruce said those words and got himself in jail for it. Yeah.
Lenny Bruce, indeed.
One was a Yiddish word for a male sex
yes,
organ.
Yeah. I know you know the boundaries, but yeah.
Yeah. We can't say that. We can't say that on Saturday Light Brigade, but he said it and got himself in jail for it. And I don't want to go to, I don't want the police knocking on my door, so I'm not going to say that. But
He had a lot of Yiddish in his act. His mom was an entertainer as well. And
well, his mom was a dancer. Yeah, his father was a shoe salesman, but his mom was an entertainer. And his first introduction into entertaining was an MC into his mother's show.
He
got a few laughs doing it. And so, haha! Introduction to comedian.
Yeah. In researching him in the 50s, I learned that he and Buddy Hackett were roommates for a short time. I can't imagine.
Right. And they call themselves Saturday Night Brigade.
Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Saturday Night Live, yeah. Not ready for prime time.
Yes, that was the name of their act. Players. Yeah, their act was that.
Yeah. Not ready for prime time.
Yeah,
and he was performing. He was performing 4 years before Robin Williams was born.
Wow!
So he was a if you want to call it a pioneer in foul mouth comedian.
Well, and he did write some books, and some of his routines. I mean, he was just almost like. Dark comedy in jazz form. He would just improvise and kind of go with his stream of consciousness. And a lot of his material is interesting and not necessarily, X-rated for the sake of being X-rated. He did a lot of relatively... clean observations too, but not enough to isolate it in that way. There's a little bit of him. Steve Allen had him on his show, and he did a very televisable routine, but my understanding is he had to have it all typed out and approved in advance, which isn't surprising.
Mort Saul was about the same time period.
Yes.
But Mort Saul was clean.
Yeah.
And Mort Saul always had a newspaper under his arm, always sort of a, what was the guy from Oklahoma? Brain's gone. Happens to you when you get to be 83. Will Rogers, yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Will Rogers. I want to know what to read in the papers, yeah.
Yes.
But Mort Saul was sort of the same type of comedian, only he was Jewish also. Seems like all the really good comedians back then were Jewish for some reason.
Yeah, there are a lot of articles and some documentaries on that too. There were at the time, and a lot of the sets, I don't think Mort Saul had Yiddish in any of his work, but definitely Lenny Bruce sort of let that infiltrate some of, not infiltrate, but get into some of his work. He used language he heard around the house. Well, Tommy, to you, Dust Bowl is waiting.
Oh, did we ever say Lenny Bruce? I think.
You did? Yes. Lenny Bruce, okay. It is. Good to hear from you. Take care.
Hey, good to hear from you, bro.
Bye-bye. And Dust Bowl Jack is here, too. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. And you came up with the answer pretty quickly. Who is it that we're looking for?
Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce, indeed. And do you have any recollections of him at all?
I never really saw him perform. Closest I came to a top of the line type of comedian was George Carlin, and I saw George Carlin at Edinburgh University.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good show.
George Carlin is, he's one smart guy, was one smart person.
I want to call your attention to the National Comedy Club in Jamestown, New York.
Oh, yes.
That place up there.
Have you been there?
Neat place. Yes, I have.
Oh,
been up there twice. And when you walk in the door, you type in the type of comedy you like from different people, and they give you a wristband. And then there's like little stations as you walk through the museum there where you put the wristband down, and they'll try to find that particular comedian's comedy. Play it back there. But there also is another floor where they call it the blue comedy, which is, on the shady side. And that's where they have the scroll up there with all those names that Harley couldn't use on the air. And they expanded on that, too. They must have had like 1,000 different words you couldn't say on the air in this blue area, which is on the second floor of this Comedy Center. It's actually really the old train depot that they've converted into the Comedy Center over there in Jamestown, New York. Also, the home of Lucille Ball Museum there, too. Same town.
I've driven by that museum, and I always wondered what it was like, and now you're making me curious to see it. It sounds like it's really worth taking a look at.
It sure is, and Mike, because they got a list of every kind of comedian you can think of, you know, and just crazy things that they had there that they had on display there at the museum that actually is former train depot. Train depot.
That sounds like a great place to visit. You know, I've always contended if you are a good comedian, you have to be pretty intelligent to be a good comedian. It takes a lot of hard work to figure out, you know, exactly how to structure jokes, how to tell them, or relay situations the way somebody like a George Carlin or Mark Maron can. And while I'm not as familiar with his work, Lenny Bruce as well had to think through how to do that. So it sounds like that museum is worth taking a look at. Anything else going on that you wanted to mention?
Tomorrow I'm going to go to my mother's cousin's 101st birthday party.
Wow. That is pretty amazing.
Yes.
And how is this cousin doing?
She's doing well. She uses a walker, but she still gets around her center where she lives. You'll see her out there with her walker and walking around the grounds and the parking lot and all that kind of stuff. Very active lady for being 101.
I hope that's a great birthday party. Dust Bowl, thanks for checking in.
Yes, sir.
Take
Always
care.
A pleasure.
You too. Mike and Mars mentioned that he read his book about a year ago, Lenny Bruce's book, which is called How to Talk Dirty and Influence People, if my memory serves. I think I have a copy of it back on my desk, too. Congratulations if you came up with Lenny Bruce.
Cry, I want to throw myself away, take a powder and die. I got the blues so bad, my aching heart is filled with pain. But before I go insane, this thought came through my brain. I've got the life in blue.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find our links to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, our own player, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. It's a brand new day. Welcome to your brand new place. I love the way you found your way. Made yourself a sacred space. Standing on solid ground. You fit into your frame just right. But it's gonna tumble down if you're holding on to